U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she typically makes a few regional stops when she's in the state's capital for the annual legislative address. This year, she said there was no doubt Haines would be one of her destinations.
The snow and the ice and the rain are not allowing for an in-person visit. So I'm particularly disappointed that I wasn't able to just be sitting down and listening to the residents, being able to see for myself some of what you're still dealing with.
The senator spent several hours on the phone with Beach Road evacuees, Mayor Douglas Olrud, Interim Borough Manager Aleka Fullerton, members of the Emergency Operations Center, and members of the Haynesboro Assembly. The senator's visit coincided with President Joe Biden's approval of the major disaster declaration in Southeast Alaska. Murkowski says it will help Haines, but exactly how is not yet clear.
What we know it will do is open up avenues of support at the federal level that you know, you've not been able to access. So what exactly that means for the community of Haines yet is what working with FEMA, the mayor and the city will be looking to understand.
The weather disaster in Haines is not the only hardship the region faced last year. Murkowski says she is pursuing ways to aid the hard-hit tourism sector, including exceptions to the Passenger Vessel Service Act that keeps large cruise ships out of the state this year.
It is not looking as optimistic as we would like. We have been pressing the Canadian government on this to try to allow for not exemptions, but just let's work some processes.
Murkowski says she thinks President Biden's $350 billion pandemic relief proposal is too large. She says she would rather see targeted need-based spending. But she says she supports additional federal financial aid for states and municipalities to spend. Alaska has lost a greater share of revenue than most other states due to COVID-19.
There is ample evidence as to why additional relief is necessary at the state, local, and tribal level.
Murkowski says she may have been weathered out of Haines this week, but it won't be her last attempt at a visit. She says Haines will be on the schedule again, hopefully in person and in a post-mask era. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.